I'm so exhausted.
I think it is safe to sit. We're well beyond the Emperor's borders.
Oh!
Are you all right? Does your back pain you?
Oh, I'll be fine. Oh, did you know, Princess? Even the whip used on me by the Emperor's torturer was a new invention. It had many leather strips with sharp and cutting gimcracks tied at the ends. I say if they'd fought their battle with whips such as those, they would have conquered their enemy.
You are changed.
Well, how could I not be when I'm wearing the feathers of more than 20 fowls?
And you are ashamed.
I'm a fool. I do not feel shame.
You laugh.
Well, I'm happy when I laugh and make others laugh. Only you never laugh.
I cannot now. I've got a chill. It was so wet and cold in the well. Oh, fool.
Yes.
I think I have learned one thing about the world.
Really? And what is that?
Well, black is black. Bad can be surpassed by an even greater bad.
Let's lie down in the grass. We must rest.
Why, look who's here. A little girl and a...
Big bird man.
I'm lucky these women are not aware that a man covered in feathers has been marked as a criminal to be shunned by all. Lovely lady, please be so kind as to reveal the name of this wonderful place.
How skillfully the big bird ties words together. This place is called the Principality.
What is happening over there? Why have you stopped working?
Your Highness, we have found two strangers.
Have they lost their way?
I do not know, Your Highness. Kneel before the Queen. Do you not listen, little girl?
I am not a little girl. I am a princess.
A princess, you say?
Yes, Your Highness. The princess of the smallest kingdom.
And your companion?
The fool of the smallest kingdom.
And why is he disguised as a big bird?
Well, because he...
Because I wish to be amusing, Your Highness. A fool does many strange things to amuse the world.
You should not lie.
Yes, yes, but I do not know if we can trust these people.
What secret plans do you whisper about? Call for the guards.
Your Majesty, be not alarmed. We come in peace.
So many say, but they are thieves who sneak across our borders to discover the secret of the fabric we make, its colors and textures. Until recently, we had no rivals anywhere in the world. Our fabric is the most resilient and the most beautifully adorned. But our secrets have been stolen, and now we see more and more master weavers come to the market with cloth nearly as resilient and beautiful as ours. It becomes more and more difficult for us to sell our fabric.
Majesty.
Take these strangers back to the castle and keep watch over them.
No, I implore you, Your Highness. We don't want your fabric. We are seeking a beehive, two hedgehogs, and two cats. Once we have them, we must return without delay to the smallest kingdom.
A beehive, hedgehogs, and cats?
Oh, I almost forgot. And a mirror... As small as you have.
You are a strange man. But I believe you are no thief. Well, have you money for these items you seek?
I'm afraid we have no money. Is there some task we might perform as payment?
Do you know how to weave or to dye cloth? To comb the hemp or the wool?
No.
Then what can you do?
I make people laugh.
That you do. But I wouldn't want my women to laugh instead of work.
Your Highness, I see the white and the black and so know the difference between good and bad.
What?
Your most radiant and very kind queen, I pray you, pay this one no mind. She's not a living being. She's but a wooden doll, a prop used by buffoons and fools to amuse the crowds. Sometimes she says silly things like white, black, good, bad.
Yes, there is something about these unblinking eyes. Like they are painted, but there's more. And I see no strings. I say, most interesting. Animated by magic, I say. Well, it can be no accident such a magic doll would appear in our lands at this time. Princess, take a look at these cloth pieces. How do they appear to you?
No.
White.
You mean well-crafted, resilient, and beautiful, don't you?
Yes.
What good fortune. In 3 days, the great fair begins. I name you chief inspector of our fabrics. You will judge their quality. If we prove best of fair and sell all our fabric, I'll give you the items you seek. Is that acceptable?
Princess, this is not a good idea. Remember what happened in the Dark Empire? Believe me when I tell you that just as some bad can be surpassed by greater bad, some good can be surpassed by greater good.
I must save my kingdom, whatever it takes, regardless of the consequences.
How can you speak of consequences? It was not you whipped. It is not you covered in feathers.
I did not ask you to accompany me, fool.
Come, come, I shall have your answer.
I will do as you ask.
Coma, take the princess to the storeroom to inspect the fabrics.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Leave. Go home. I do not need you. Hide yourself! Quickly, you are in danger!
What has happened?
The queen returns from the fair. We sold very little of our fabrics. Everyone was pushing and shoving to buy a cloth made of a new material. They called it raffia. Oh, the queen is awfully furious.
I must go to the princess.
White, 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 white.
I cannot believe I listened to a doll. The magic in you must have befuddled my judgment. You should be torn apart and your cloth rewoven into other fabric.
Oh, great queen, please spare her.
I will not. I'm too humiliated.
Well, then, no, her parts are of no use for other fabrics. The magic would only be spread to other items.
I should not trust you, but you're right. Better the princess doll is thrown in the pond to rot away. Take her and jail this buffoon.